And grocery store employees are just some of the workers on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic, putting their health at risk to keep us all stocked up with food and other essentials. Some grocery chains are offering employees an additional $2 an hour, but many workers are asking for hazard pay and COVID-19 testing. Noah Glick from member station KUNR in Reno, Nevada reports.
Walk into many grocery stores these days and you'll see two things: lines and empty shelves.
Looking down the bread aisle, the bread is completely picked over with the exception of some organic English muffins, and it looks like some gluten-free artisan baker bread. One thing I'm noticing, though, is people are not abiding by the 6-foot rule from the CDC. There's definitely no way to do social distancing here at this grocery store.
While many businesses are shutting down to help stop the spread of COVID-19, grocery stores don't have that luxury. And the people that work there, like cashiers, don't really make that much. At most, about $15 an hour. But like healthcare workers, they're considered essential.
My employees, I'll tell you, have been great. I can't commend them enough.
That's Bill Presswood. He's the grocery manager at Village Market in Incline Village, Nevada.
We have provided, some hand sanitizers stations up front. We do have Clorox. We have different products up there. And so I think they feel pretty comfortable.
Presswood says for the last few weeks, the store has implemented new cleaning standards to try and keep the virus at bay.
I do have two new people I hired just for today to help out up front bagging and to help out wiping down shopping carts and door handles and such.
The store is also dealing with an influx of customers.
In all these years, I've never seen anything like this.
That's Pam DeJean, one of the store's cashiers. She says no one really knows what's going to happen next, so their only option is to clean as much as possible.
Until they really continue the research and find some sort of treatment or vaccine that's effective, this is the best we can do.
Still, DeJean says she's never even questioned whether or not she should show up for work, even though she says her and her husband are both in a high-risk group.
The community here, they need people to be here at the store. Everyone needs supplies and groceries.
Now, grocery stores aren't really special in terms of disease transmission.
It's just a place we have to go, so there's that potential to be in contact with other people.
That's Brian Labus. He's an assistant professor of epidemiology at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
So for the people working there, any risk would be dealing directly with customers. So if you're touching items that they're touching, you know, like a something on the checkout machine, or you're handing money back and forth or things like that, those kind of things can be contaminated with the virus and it can be passed on to the worker that's there.
So right now, being a cashier could be a hazardous job, and many workers are asking for hazard pay. Dan Kalish is a managing partner at HKM Employment Attorneys.
If you don't have a collective bargaining agreement or separate agreement for hazard pay, then generally no local, state, or federal law really provides it at this time.
It's a difficult time for cashier Pam DeJean, and she says it's difficult for everyone.
The customers, the employees, all of us, we're all concerned because we don't know what's going to happen next.
Until we know what's going to happen next, here's what we do know. It's important to wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and maintain at least 6 feet of distance between people, all of which is a bit harder when you're busy working at the local supermarket. For Here and Now, I'm Noah Glick in Reno, Nevada.
And Noah's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.